You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. It's never been more important to have a good team when it comes to the real estate market in Memphis. And, you know, it depends, right? Markets are different a lot of places, but it is important to price your home correctly if you're trying to sell it. Otherwise, it might sit. You might get disappointed. Like, oh, damn, you know, you said you were going to do this, that, the other. Live Love is honest and upfront the entire way. And you're still going to be happy. You're going to be happy that you went with them. But you got to reach out to Jennifer and her team. Sold at livelovememphis.com. You will be glad you did. Make the most money for your home. And get into the home of your dreams. Again, sold at livelovememphis.com. Every day around this time, we do what we call the rundown. Let's go. I'm just so excited. I'm so excited about the news today, which is Ja 3. The Ja 3 has officially dropped. Now, there is a commercial, but there's no audio.
Okay.
So it's more of a visual thing.
Okay.
You know, and that is, you know, look, there's a lot of great things about radio, but there is a limitation. Mm-hmm. We can't make you see things. Right. And this is a visual commercial.
Yeah.
Ja is a visual experience.
Oh, there's no question that Ja is a visual experience, especially it looks like when he goes overseas with his shoe tour that he's on.
Yeah, now, you know, I know that you have a problem with it because it's for the Chinaman, but I'm just kidding, you don't. He released his new shoe today. Nike released his new shoe today, and the commercial is basically, you know, the concept is he's making all these fans watch. They're all watching him do his thing on the court, and he goes up for a dunk, and everybody's eyes are going crazy, teasing the commercial. His eyes get big, and instead of dunking, he lays it up.
Oh, yeah. I like the angle on that. And Grizzlies fans should feel better about that because it's a non-injury, less likely for injury when you do that.
So from a directorial standpoint, I mean, what are we trying to, what is the message here? And then at the end, they end it by make them watch. So it's like, okay, you make me feel, I'm watching.
Yes.
You make me feel like you're going up for this insane dunk and then you lay it up.
Yeah, it's about the anticipation, right,
ability. But you don't give me the payoff. So you're going to give me blue balls on the court? Is that what you're saying?
A little bit
year?
Of blue balls on the court, yeah. I mean, that's what you're going to get.
That doesn't make me want to buy the shoe, Brad.
The shoes are going to sell the shoe. I mean, I'm looking at the shoes. Much more stitched looking, by the way. They look stitched. They look stitched. You know what I'm saying? Like they look like they've taken yarn or they look stitched from an observer's perspective.
I haven't looked into the, you know, fabric of them. I've just seen sort of the outer.
It looks like this plastic, though, when I zoom in on it.
There's definitely are you an anti-plastic guy?
No, I'm fine with it. I mean,
I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from on the material.
I think they're definitely original. They're like Ja. They're original.
Yeah. I just, like, if I was doing the commercial, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say with this. Because usually a commercial says something. Mm-hmm. When I think about the best Nike commercials, right?
Yeah.
The one that, I mean, I think about... you remember that Kobe Bryant commercial when he had all the I've been hating you?
I liked that. Yeah.
I think that's one of the most underrated Nike commercials ever. You got like Rasheed Wallace in the crowd singing so long. And then you got the Chicago Bull, I hate you, I hate. And he's like the orchestra, like he's like the conductor. He's telling
conducting all these haters.
Raise it up.
Yes.
And then I think the message at the end of it is embrace the hate. Right?
Yeah.
That's a clear message. Embrace the hate. They're going to do it anyway.
Right.
regardless of whether I'm good, great, bad, terrible, they're going to hate anyway. So I might as well. And can you actually pull that commercial up? Can you find it? It should be on, because I just it puts me in a great mood.
Yes, I like it. I think it's one of the best ones out there, and it's pretty. Kobe's got the ball.
This is perfect. This is perfect.
Kobe, you suck.
It's a game winner.
Now he's orchestrating.
I've been hating you. Too long.
Boston Celtics fan. Kings fan.
Bill Jackson.
Bill Jackson.
Yeah.
But you want to be free.
My hate was growing stronger.
Paul Pierce.
As you became a habit to
Rasheed
me.
Wallace.
Former Memphis coach. Benny the Bull. Just Do It, Mama Day. I mean, rest in peace, Kobe.
You got to say, that commercial it's unbelievable.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great.
They even had a Chinese man in the crowd wearing a Chinese
I saw
Olympic
that. That
jersey.
Was a nice detail. Nice spot by you, too.
They had. Yeah. I think about this one. Yeah. I literally have chills. That commercial is one of my favorites.
I think it's one of mine, too. I'm looking at the top 10 list that the internet has given Nike, and there are a lot of old ones. They're all from pre-John era.
Look up one more.
All right.
Look up the Michael Jordan, Maybe It's My Fault.
All right.
This is the one when it comes to NBA basketball, Nike basketball. This is the one that basically gets held up as the greatest
the gold
ever.
Standard,
like the best commercial. Like you have the dribble music back in the day. You know, like they dribbled on the beat. But this one is the one with Jordan that basically was held up as the top spot of all time.
Starts at the skyline of Chicago.
Yeah.
Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym. Maybe I made you think that every shot I took was a game winner. That my game was built on flash and not fire. Maybe it's my fault that you didn't see that failure gave me strength, that my pain was my motivation. Maybe I led you to believe that basketball was a God-given gift and not something I worked for every single day of my life. Maybe I destroyed the game. Or maybe you're just making excuses.
That's pretty good.
Become legendary.
That's pretty good. I mean, when you think about the top ones, it's that. Now, look, this is not supposed to be. I mean, I don't know. It could be. I mean, what's to prevent Ja from having one of the greatest commercials of all time? I mean, he seems like a super marketable guy. But
yeah.
They could have done something with the celebration.
I like that idea.
You know, like you could have had, you know, basically you could have done like, Ja, you're never going to do this. Ja, you're never going to do that. And then he just kind of puts his hand in and then it just goes silent.
Yeah.
And maybe sound could have like a ringing. You got like a ring, like, you know, when a bomb goes off, you know, you hear your ears ringing.
Right.
And then
I like that.
That's what I would have done. Right. But again, I'm not a creative like that. I'm just a man. So they decided to go with this Make 'em Watch. I think it's a little weak, though. I do. I think it's a little weak. I think the idea of him going up for a dunk and laying it up is a little weak. It's just like this is the rollout. I mean, this is the debut of the shoe. It's so you're supposed to come with something strong. So going up for a dunk just to lay it up doesn't feel like a super strong spot, in my view. I would have gone with the grenade, but maybe that was so taboo you know, that, you know, I'm not saying do the finger guns.
Right.
You know, we wouldn't have done that, but.
I think you're on to something because Ja is known for the dunk and the close of the dunk and the block now, too. He's famously, and but the backside block, but
right.
more specifically posterizing dudes. You
right.
know, whether it's Victor Wembanyama or in Cleveland dunking on dudes.
Yeah.
He's now posterizing dudes. Now, Memphis fans don't want him doing that because of the injury. We need him healthy.
Right. Right.
And so it's like this conundrum of marketing meets reality.
Well, that's kind of like the problem.
That's
right?
the point, I
it's
guess.
Like, I don't really necessarily think that the marketing should strive to be realism.
Right, right.
You like, need, let yeah. us worry about that.
Go ahead and just poster dudes and right. make it cool.
Right. Like, let us. You're trying to sell the shoe.
Right.
You need to make Ja Morant larger than life. Like, you need to make him. And honestly, it's not that difficult. He's such a freaking.
He's a freak, and when he dunks, it's interesting looking because
right.
of the angle of his arms and his size.
Like, there's so much you could have done to make him more, like, mythical.
I think that's fair.
And instead, you kind of just made him human.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of just said, all right, go do what you do in an NBA game. Like, fake like you're going to go for a dunk and then lay it up. I
yeah.
mean, that's Zach Kleiman loves that, but does the average, you know, American walking around – you know, see that spot and say, oh, man, Joshu, bro. This, I mean, again, who knows? It's a stupid commercial.
Well,
maybe
I'm
analyzing too much.
No, I don't think so. I think the theme of a commercial is very important if they teach you in marketing class, right? So, for example, you like the Kobe one because it centers around the theme of haters. That is a great theme, right? Especially when you do the conductors and you get, you know, other opponents singing on a commercial. That's interesting. Bo Knows, back to 1989.
Right.
The actual saying Bo Knows became legendary 40 years later because Bo Knows football, and then they took it a step further. They went from football and baseball because he was a two-sport athlete like Dion, and then they had him doing all this ridiculous stuff, race car driving. So it was interesting. The phrase is really important, I think. Like, Just Do It was started with Jordan, I guess you would say. So Jordan kind of owned Just Do It.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. You got to come up with a really good saying if you're going to have a start of a theme. And for him, it's, what you said, keep, make them watch, I guess is the
yeah,
theme.
Yeah, make them watch.
Make
yeah.
them watch. I mean, yeah. we're watching, bro. Like, you know?
I just feel like with Ja, like, he is a guy that gives you, you know, such material. I'm not even blaming Ja for this.
No, that's cool. And it's a great looking shoe and an ad.
No,
and everything's
it's great. It's a great shoe. Yeah. I love the shoe. I'll buy the shoe.
Same.
But I will not buy the shoe because of this commercial.
Right.
I mean, when you compare, I mean, Nike is like the best at this.
They're awesome.
Right. This is not some, you know, Puma.
Right.
All right. I mean, Nike's creative and Nike's ad people are the best in the world.
Yeah, they're known as this. Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right. Like, I remember when Ja's shoe debuted, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a great spot. It almost kind of made me emotional going back to South Carolina, talking to everybody.
Oh, that
you know,
was good. Yeah.
It's a great spot. And you compare it. And I know it's the Ja 3 and Ja's been through some things since then, mm-hmm. but I just am a little let down is all I'm saying.
What's interesting is Nike also doesn't shy away from controversy. Of course, Colin Kaepernick, they've listed on the top 10 list here from 2018 because Colin was still with Nike when he started taking a knee. You know, mm-hmm. like they don't shy away from controversy either. So,
well,
I mean,
some people are saying that the jersey he's wearing is similar to the one that the guy in Above the Rim was wearing.
Oh,
you know, Shootout was the jersey.
Okay.
All right. And he had a gun. You know, the guy had a gun.
Wow.
I think there's no way that the Nike would
no
be
way there's
that.
The connection, right? No.
I don't believe so.
I think you steer clear of that.
But
maybe that's why they didn't go the grenade run. But I will tell you.
But see, that's not a grenade, as we've told you. That's not a grenade.
I will say, though, that celebration at the end of the season, at least for my kid, has transcended sport and sports.
Baseball players are doing it.
My kid, I see it at high school games, and kids get on second base, and their celly is the damn shut your words grenade, whatever you call it, that Ja was doing. Like, people love that thing. Acuna was doing it, you know?
Yep.
Like that to me, there's got to be something there with that.
I mean, I totally, because again, like you can, you know, I mean, it's, you don't have to actually like show a grenade.
No,
you don't have to hurt anybody. You just like you. It, to me, I would have borrowed from that Kobe spot, like Ja. You know, you're a problem child, Ja. You know, you're never gonna win, Ja. You're gonna do, and then I'm just gonna throw the grenade, and then all of a sudden it's gonna be ringing,
yeah.
And then it's just gonna be me. It's gonna be Ja at the free throw line. Tuning everything out, right, and saying that I'll think of some tagline,
right,
but don't worry about the noise. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I do.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing. It's the same concept. I think that would have been a better spot. Nike?
These shoes seem to be selling themselves.
Oh, they will sell themselves. Yeah. That's why it doesn't really matter.
Are they limited? Do they? So they limit them, right? They just sell out? And
well,
then
they have, I mean, there's definitely some exclusivity to it. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have different, you know, colorways, obviously, that drop throughout the, you know, throughout the year. This edition was the Dusty Cactus, and I can't remember the other color. But
they're cool. They're gritty.
Yeah, they're stitched, as you say.
Well, they're not stitched. I looked further in. From afar, they look almost like it's a stitch thing. And when you zoom in, it is like a plasticized, almost like a baseball spike. I mean, when you zoom in on these sneakers.
Yeah.
You know, they've got this big sort of gritty-looking facade on them. It's almost like a baseball cleat.
Yeah.
Interesting-looking midsole.
It is. It is an interesting-looking. That's exactly right.
It's called the Zoom X midsole, I guess. It's like it's not quite a high top or a low top. It's more of a mid.
And Zoom X is why, you know, it's a little higher end material than they had been using. And so it will be, that's why I think the price point is like $10 or $15 higher.
I gotcha.
But I mean, what's not $10 or $15 higher in 2025, man? It's just part of the, I mean, my kid's school went up for like no reason. Like,
they just raised the price. Now ours went up too.
We live in a society.
Yeah. Everything goes up.
It's just like, hey, tuition is 5 to 7% more expensive this year. Okay. Why?
What's interesting with shoe prices is Marbury famously tried to do the Lodo thing. Shaq tried that.
Yeah.
And that did not work because what I think people perceive is that it's just a crappy shoe at that point and you're just trying to budge them, whereas they'll screw it. We'll try to save all of our allowance money to buy the Ja 3s.
Right.
You know.
Right. No, that's definitely a part of it. But yeah, the Ja 3s, you can't really buy them now. I will say this though, and I don't think it's necessarily correlated, but you know, my son has a shirt, that is like it just says Ja 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 Ja. I as I've said before on the show, we are a Ja Morant household.
Yes.
Let me be clear about that. If I haven't been clear about that before, even though he is no longer represented by Lyft.
I heard that.
That's fine. I am a supporter and a fan. I love that
it's
man's family. I've known his family for a long time. They've always been extremely kind to me. They've come on the show.
Yep.
You know, I openly root for Ja Morant. But when my son wears that shirt, he is on his worst behavior.
Oh. You think there's a correlation?
I don't know. I haven't done enough, like, you know, I haven't captured, as they say. I need to sort of put it on him multiple days.
Yeah.
And then I might put a shirt over it just to really, but like, that little boy is at his absolute most diabolical.
Yeah.
When that shirt is on, he's screaming, he's throwing things, he's carrying on. I'm like, we got to take that shirt off. We got to take that shirt off. He's on jaw time.
Ja has overcome a lot with all the stuff that's gone on off the court and the suspension and the injuries, despite that. And it might be even his name and his story and the way that his career sprung out of Murray State.
Yeah.
But like, he is a buzzer. Like, there's energy around him wherever he goes, win or lose. And maybe it is the name. I don't know. Like his brand is as big as it's ever been.
No, I mean, that is definitely true.
Right?
I mean, that's why he has the shoe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's why Nike stuck by him despite, you know.
And they have others like him that they have not stuck by. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, and they ditched Kyrie Irving.
Right. He's gone.
And that was not, you know, legal stuff. That was like
being weird stuff, wasn't
more
it?
Like, well,
oh, he sat out for Brooklyn.
He was like on this
flat earth stuff.
He was on this tangent.
Oh, and he also got in trouble for some anti-Semitic stuff.
Yeah. Like, it was very complicated, and I think Nike just said, "Hey, contract's running out.
We're not going to renew."
It's probably for the best for us to distance ourselves from Kyrie, and you know, Kyrie is definitely out there. I mean, I love the guy. As a player, I truly do. And I've heard great things about people who have like actually like spent time with him.
Yeah.
They say he's just seriously a great guy.
I believe that.
You know, that he's a great person to hang out with, to get a drink with, but he definitely has some, I would say, extreme worldviews in some ways. And so I could see why a company like Nike, which is not in the business of extreme worldviews.
Right? That's fair. That's fair.
Republicans buy sneakers too, is what they say.
Jordan used famously said that.
Or I think that might have been debunked. Did he ever say that?
There was something about who said Republicans.
That was always attributed to him.
Yes.
But he says, he okay, so he did say it, but he says it was made in jest.
I got it.
That was he addressed it
back in 2020 when they did the last dance during COVID. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I think it was in the documentary.
He said, my mother asked to do a PSA for Harvey Gantt, and I said, look, Mom, I'm not speaking out of pocket about something I don't know, but I will send a contribution to support him, which is what I did. Mm-hmm. I do commend Muhammad Ali for standing up for what he believed in, but I never thought of myself as an activist. I thought of myself as a basketball player. I wasn't a politician when I was playing my sport. I was focused on my craft. Was that selfish? Probably, but that was my energy. That's where my energy was. He also said he never bet on games. He only bet on himself.
Bro, and I don't know if I buy that.
Well, everybody thinks that year he retired, quote unquote, he was actually suspended for gambling.
Yeah, because he was going to the golf courses, and there was a lot of buzz
about that. Why would it be such a? I guess it would really have tainted the game if it came out that Michael Jordan was betting on.
I think so. Well, it's like I guess a little bit like baseball, you know, and Pete Rose.
Well, Pete Rose is in the Hall,
and dead.
They waited for him to die.
Yeah,
which I think is like extremely trifling.
That's a tough deal, man.
They knew they were going to induct him, but they just were going to wait until he died.
That's brutal.
That you're not going to give the man, you're going to let the man die before you give him satisfaction of getting into the Hall, which he rightly deserved to be in.
I'd rather just pass on it at that point. You know, like, I'm dead, thanks. Here I am up in either heaven or hell or purgatory, and you're putting me in?
Right. I think that's absolutely, I guess his family gets to, you know, have it, but man.
Maybe.
Like he's the one that played.
Yes.
He's the guy that like went out there and like played the game and like we know it meant something to him.
What's weird about Rose is how much of a pain in the ass and how indignant he was, even at the end, like towards the whole, like he still had this sort of indignant sort of attitude about it. Whereas at least with Jordan, he's so above it. Like Jordan has positioned himself with any controversy where it's just, he doesn't even have to address it. And of course, he's got so much money, he doesn't have to do like Rose does and do autograph sessions at Vegas conventions. Like he's just become a billionaire because of his shoe brand and obviously his business investments and his brand, really.
Yeah. But anyway, congrats to Ja Morant. The Ja 3 is out. It's sold out. But there will be more colorways, more opportunities for you to get the. Again, this was not the one for me. I'm going to wait.
You don't like those gray joints?
Don't like the gray. I think there's some other ones that I'll definitely get involved with.
Have we heard if they're comfortable or not? I don't know if we've gotten any real-time analysis.
They just released today. Yeah.
So nobody has put them on and, like, you know.
I'm expecting the Ja 3 reviews to, if they haven't already, hit YouTube very soon. Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
I see one guy on YouTube who has, let's see, how many subscribers? 348,000 subscribers. Ooh. Hoop and Life.
What's Hoop and Life say?
Says that it might be the shoe of the year.
Okay. I might buy. I like the look of them. I do. I honestly, and I know it's Corny Carson over here, but like I would buy those shoes and wear them.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Is like, I do think NBA players are going to wear these.
You do.
Yeah. It's going to be way far more widespread than in the past.
And that's what really transcends, right? When the other dudes start wearing your stuff, like that's what changes it.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, that's how, you know, you sell. That's really how you sell the shoes. How, you know, because you have a multi-NBA players vouch for them. You see them in game.
You got Bane wearing LeBron's, that type of deal.
Yeah. So I think it'll be a good thing. I think Nike did a good one with this edition of the Ja. All right, here's your weekly LeBron update.
Okay.
He called Luka to congratulate him on the new deal. I guess we didn't really talk about this over the weekend. But Luka signed a 3-year, $165 million contract extension on Saturday. I guess there was some, thought that maybe he wouldn't, and then he would, like, they would lose him, to free agency for nothing.
Yeah.
But he ultimately did sign the contract, 3 years, $165 million. And according to ESPN, LeBron did call him on a video call. I guess he FaceTimed him and did congratulate him after that contract was signed. Now, LeBron did not go to the news conference or the group trip from L.A. to Vegas on Saturday night to attend the Backstreet Boys concert. Luka was at the Backstreet Boys concert.
But really?
Yeah. Everybody's saying the Sphere, that show at the Sphere is going crazy.
Yeah, girls like it a lot.
Well, Luca likes it. Luca really? Was there. Yeah. It was like...
Luca is a Backstreet fan?
I mean, how can you not be a Backstreet fan?
Well,
they got a lot of hits, dog.
They do. The River plays them.
I mean, I don't know if I would, like, go to a show, although I think I did go to a show about 12 years ago in St. Louis.
Oh, that was like a throwback show, yeah. Weren't there a couple of them, like NSYNC?
This is even more throwback then.
Yeah,
I mean, this is 12 years after that. So these guys are extremely old now. But, I mean, you got this one. You got Larger Than Life. You got Everybody. You got, I mean, it feels like 10 to 12 different hits.
That ticket is like $400 to get into the Sphere to see these dudes.
The production on the show is crazy. I've seen it on TikTok. Like, it's just, it's absolutely outrageous what they do. Like, they basically are, like, the setting is space.
Right.
So you see all the stars, okay. All the planets. And you're on the spaceship, and you see, like, the spaceship and this UFO, like, kind of come into view, and then it zaps them onto the stage. And you know, unless you're really paying attention, you can't see them emerge from the floor.
Wow.
But they literally, like, as the beam comes down, they emerge from the bottom up underneath the stage.
I haven't been to Sphere. Have you been to Sphere?
Yeah, I went and saw the movie there.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen a show.
But still, they say it's outrageous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just... Seeing the entire thing is just kind of like it's overwhelming.
They
in many
recently
ways.
Had what's the Judy Garland movie, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, they have that there. Yeah, I did not see that. I saw like some, you know, political ish.
Oh, like one of these nature movies where you're like seeing a damn turtle running through clean water.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing is like
National Geographic.
This is what humans are doing.
We're
to
killing
the planet.
These people.
You know, like this is what they're doing.
Meanwhile, you're in a $1 billion ball that took down half the universe.
Exactly.
You know, the build.
And that uses untold amounts of energy and water,
carbon.
And, yeah, things like that. The irony was not lost on me.
Thank you.
But it was, you know, I mean, it was like the experience, right? You feel that
that's
your
cool,
seat, your
yeah.
seat vibrates, you start to smell, or maybe that was my neighbor. I don't know. It's hard
might
to tell. But yeah.
But Luca also likes it.
Luca was there, and Luca saw the Backstreet Boys, and he said, you know, listen, they in the regular season, they went 16-7 when LeBron and Luca were on the court together. You know, they definitely looked rejuvenated, I would say. LeBron looked refreshed with Luca there, even though they don't have, you know, Anthony Davis anymore. And ultimately, it was a big problem when they got to the postseason because Minnesota packed them up in, what, five games?
Yeah. They didn't have a center, really. That was the issue.
And they couldn't protect the rim. Yeah, I mean, they didn't have any answer for Randall. They didn't have any answer for Anthony Edwards. Like, it cost them. I'm not really sure how they're going to address that. I mean, they were the two seed. They were the two seed last year.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah, they were. Part of that is because, like, teams like the Grizzlies – pooed out.
Yeah, I mean that did happen, but they
facts.
But they, you know, caught fire, and right. I think of, you know, again, a big part of that was Luka getting traded there, and so I'm not sure.
So Ayton will be the starting center for that team.
I guess that's what they're going to.
So
yeah.
you think he's? I mean, he's passable enough. I know he's not Anthony Davis, but he's probably at least a B minus.
You know, I think DeAndre Ayton is an interesting one because, I mean, he was the starting center for the finals run for the Suns a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
And he was great. I mean, not saying he was a perfect player by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, in 2020, 2021, he averaged 14 points a game, 10.5 rebounds a game, shot 63% from the field. I mean, that is, you know, about all you need. Now, he's not ever going to be accused of a, like, traditional rim protector.
Yeah.
He only averages, you know, basically a block a game for his career. But he is another offensive option, and he's big, and he can get you some rebounds and some boards. So I do think that will help them tremendously next
year. But,
Ike,
if you look at their roster and you're starting LeBron and Luka.
And Aiden.
DeAndre, you put a guy, they probably have Rui, right? And then
and
like
Reeves.
Jackson Hayes or, you know, Reeves, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then coming off the bench, you got some depth. You got... Now, I don't know if Marcus Smart's got anything in the tank, but you got Dalton, you got Jackson. Like,
the bench actually is terrible. That's the problem. It's like they don't have any depth because you're banking on Marcus Smart, who I think is done.
No, I think he's done too.
That is like, that's a salvage title.
Yeah.
That's what that is. The mileage is up there, and he didn't have anything to give to the Grizzlies. He didn't have anything to give to the Wizards. You know, maybe there's that LeBron. I mean, honestly, that's what this organization banks on every single time. It's like, hey, LeBron.
Right.
You'll be re-energized, right? And Luka was. Luka's gotten in great shape. Luka's, you know, feeling great again. You know, we'll see on Ayton. We'll see on Marcus Smart. Dawes Connect looked terrible in summer league, so you're not getting the you know, the jump from him that you're probably going to need. So then, like, what are we talking about here? They brought in Laravia. Like,
Laravia's off the bench shooter.
Like they're really going to depend on him in some ways on that second unit. I mean, he's kind of like he might be the guy.
Yep.
For them on the second unit.
I mean, they have their fourth best
odds.
Not
sure about it, man.
They'll be like fourth in the West behind Oklahoma City, the Rockets, and the Timberwolves. Right? That's what Vegas is saying, at least.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds right. But I mean, Denver, you didn't mention Denver.
Denver at plus 1,800. Now, that's title odds. But, yeah, I mean, Denver, it's probably going to be right with Denver in that 4-5 slot.
I mean, I think Denver's way better because they went out and they traded Michael Porter Jr. for Cam Johnson. They brought back Bruce Brown. I feel like there were some other moves they made. They got Valanciunas.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's good.
You know, I mean, they have the best player in the world already in Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to be behind the Nuggets. I think you're going to be behind the Thunder.
And behind the Rockets, who have loaded up with Durant.
You're going to be behind the Rockets for sure. The Timberwolves already beat you in a series last year. Now, that was not with Ayton, but I'm not sure how much he's really going to change the situation. I mean, Clippers, you'll probably be ahead of. Grizzlies, you'll probably be ahead of.
Easy.
Mavs, you'll be ahead. I mean, yeah, you're probably fifth. You're probably the fifth best team in the West, which is like, I mean, is that really what we're trying to be with LeBron and Luka and all that salary that's coming to those guys? I mean, kind of tough.
I think they're fine. I mean, they're not fine with it. It's the Lakers. But, like, when you compare it to the Grizzlies, I mean, you're in a much better spot than the Grizzlies.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, a lot of teams are, right? Like, Spurs are in better shape than the Grizzlies right now. Golden State's probably in better shape than the Grizzlies
Mavs
right
are in
now.
Better shape now.
Well, Kyrie's not going to be on the court probably for the majority of the season, but obviously adding Cooper Flagg to that mix, you know, I would say – I mean, the Mavs and the Grizz are, like, literally right there to me.
Right.
I mean, they're just – they're, you know, flip a coin. Without Kyrie, flip a coin. With Kyrie, yes, better situation.
But yeah. Yeah, once they get him back.
Which is just, you know, it's kind of a weird place for the Grizzlies to be because you really can't wait the West out.
No.
Like, I'm not saying that was the plan or is the plan, but, like, even if you want to say, like, all right, Golden State – like those guys—they've already been passed. The Nuggets have already passed those teams. The Thunder has already passed those teams. Houston has already passed those teams. You know, Minnesota has already passed those teams. So who are you waiting out? And by the way, Spurs coming.
They're right there.
They just extended De'Aaron Fox to for a big deal yesterday.
ESPN bet has them ahead of the Grizzlies in their futures.
The Spurs?
Yes.
Well, they should. I mean, they have freaking Victor Wembanyama. Mm. You add Dylan Harper in the draft. You add Carter Bryant in the draft. Defensively, they're going to be one of the best teams in the NBA. There's no doubt about that.
Barnes, Fox. Yeah. They're pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely on the up and up.
Yeah.
And it just feels like it's getting better every single year, whereas the Grizzlies are changing and retooling, and I don't know. I don't know what they will be. But the Lakers did hold on to Luka. LeBron called and congratulated. I know that was worrisome for a lot of people. Will LeBron FaceTime Luka? That was actually on Kalshi. It was actually like a third. No, I'm just kidding. It was not.
I'm still learning Kalshi.
Dude, everything's on Kalshi. Like, you would not even believe, like, some of the stuff that's...
How many active bets does John Martin have on there right now? Do you have any active?
One, two, three.
Oh, you have several?
Five.
Because I was schooled on this last month when you and I did the show together because you had made a bet on...
The Astronomer CEO, which I lost.
The Coldplay CEO.
That's right.
They had it on this website where you could bet the timeline where he would be gone from the company. We were close, but... Still at 1 week to go, it sounds like. It was within the month of July.
Yes.
You were betting in August.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Hey, we could have all made that mistake.
Let's see what the hot new thing on Kalshi is. I'm always interested to see, like, what's the hot
market. How do you spell the website? Call?
Kalshi.
Okay.
A lot of political stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
Will Sydney Sweeney issue a statement about the American Eagle commercial this month?
The top one is, will any Texas House Democrat be arrested this month? By the way, they're in other states.
Yes. who will headline the Pro Football Championship?
Okay.
So who'll do the Super? They can't say Super Bowl.
Oh, Pro Football. Yeah, because the copyright stuff. I see.
Jay-Z is the favorite right now.
Huh?
To do the halftime show. Have you've seen the Sydney Sweeney commercial, right?
I have, yeah.
We haven't really talked about it.
No. We have not talked about the Sydney Sweeney political, I guess you call
it. Is it political, man?
Is it a debate of politics,
I mean,
John?
Yeah, people have said it's...
They've made it political.
They have... What's the word that they have called it?
Anti-woke? There was this anti-woke sentiment about it because there were people like...
I don't even know how to say the word. Like eugenic or eugenic.
Yeah, okay.
That's what they've said it is. It's like... You're trying to, I don't even know, but right. it's like genes are passed down from parents to offspring, sometimes resulting in eye color, hair color, or skin color. My genes are blue.
That's right. It's just, yeah. It's like emu-ish.
I'm not sure why she's talking like that.
No.
She goes like, I'm not telling you to buy American Eagle jeans. But I'm not telling you to buy American Eagle. Like, what in the world is wrong with you? Like, why?
This is strange.
This does not make me want to buy American Eagle. This makes me want to buy Jothery's, not American Eagle jeans. And then she's like, "I'm not telling you that make your butt look good." Like, what is this? Bro? This is like Sir Mix-a-Lot, bro. Baby got back or something. Oh my god, look at her butt.
Is she married to Josh Allen?
No, that's how dare you. That's Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, sorry, I got my young ladies mixed up.
No, that is Haley Steinfeld, who I think would be, you know, a better spokesperson, honestly, than Sydney Sweeney. I think Sydney Sweeney we've gotten to the point now where we are overexposed to Sydney Sweeney.
I've seen her several times. She's on TV a lot.
She's an attractive woman.
Yes.
She's not Marilyn Monroe.
She's laying down with this. And like zipping them up and trying to be sort of provocative.
We're being you know, served this propaganda. I think it's because like she's like, you know, people are, there's such a hot reaction to it because she's a white, blonde hair, blue eyed.
She's not a woman of color,
you know, and but she's like aggressively white.
And she's like, she's very white.
She's like, she's a white, blonde hair, blue eyed American woman talking about her genes.
Yeah.
You know,
good genes, and right, and that's the
Sydney Sweeney has good genes. Yeah.
Like,
that's the
as if any right. other genes
that's
suck.
Right. That's right. That's right. If you're any other race or color or creed, you have bad genes. Right. Yeah, I don't think you're exactly reaching the masses, man.
No,
I mean, because white people already buy the American Eagle.
Oh, I mean, they got
or
a lot of pub
not.
Off.
Maybe they're not.
They clearly were angling for something here.
Yeah,
I mean, with this.
By the way, American Eagle stock is down 8% today.
Not reaching the masses.
American Eagle has bad genes. They got bad genes, man. Mm. You got to fix it. You got to fix it. You got to. I don't know what the. I don't know what you do now. I don't know. But I probably would lean in very the opposite. I don't want to like.
I don't want to
suggest anybody because y'all gonna get mad at me right. if I do it, but. Yeah, you know, we got to go the whole opposite way now. Who's the opposite of Sydney Sweeney? Y'all got to go find them. You got to fix this mess. You got to clean it up.
Does American Eagle? Because I don't go to malls anymore. Is that still a mall store?
I assume. I mean, I haven't bought a line of apparel from American Eagle since I was 16 or 17 years old.
They like pumped out that scent of cedar outside of the store when you walk by it.
It's like Hollister, right? Remember Hollister?
Yeah, of course.
It's like a whole thing. Everybody
it's like a club.
Yeah, like the surfboard and stuff. You know, like, dude, Hollister, man. I got to get my, you know, seashell necklace, bro. You know, and then I grow up, and I'm like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't know exactly how we got.
We went from Luca to her.
Wow.
How do we get there?
Kind of the same deal, right? I mean, but yeah, on Kasha, you can bet.
Oh, that's where it was.
Or trade, I should say. It's not betting. It's trading. Whether she will issue a statement about that commercial.
Oh, okay.
But she's in everything, bro. She's in. She had another commercial for something that I can't remember. You know, she's doing the American. She's in all these movies. Like we're just overexposed.
Yeah,
we're overexposed to Sydney Sweeney at this point. And I think we need a break. Not just from this show. We're gonna take a break from this. Oh. But I think we need a break from her.
From her.
Yeah, like we just need a couple of months.
I think all of us You know, there's nothing wrong with Sydney Sweeney. She's just getting a lot of attention.
It's like when
it's overexposed.
It's like when I was hosting three shows a day on this radio station. You know, people just wanted a break.
But look
from
what it led to.
No, it led to something great, I think. But you know, Sydney's already gotten there. So we just need. That's all we need. We just need a break.
There you go.
From this show and then from Sydney Sweeney. We'll come back. Stephen Ruiz is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the NFL, quarterbacks, and more. Some of my favorite things to talk about preseason on Thursday. Stick around. Jason and John.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FM, ESPN. Stephen Ruiz is going to join us from The Ringer. All things NFL. I just got some really fun news, Brad.
Oh.
Pete Carroll's ready.
Did he do his presser today?
He sure did.
Are you fired up about a 70-plus-year-old head coach from Seattle?
Fired up because he's fired up. That's where I'm at. He's a 70-year-old who, by the way, much younger than his age, no doubt about that. And he is fired up to go. He's ready to prove the world wrong. And he said he's going back to Seattle Thursday. That's the drama, right? He's going. His first game is at the coach of the Raiders. It's preseason, but his very first game is at Seattle, which is where he spent the entirety of his NFL career. And do you happen to know what that man said today?
What did he say?
We're playing everybody.
Us against the world vibes.
We're starting Geno Smith. We're starting Ashton Jeanty. We're starting Brock Bowers. We're going back to Seattle. I don't care if it's a preseason game. We're going to whoop some ass.
I don't think you should do that.
Oh, I think you have to do
it. Calm down.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it to the Seattle Seahawks.
This is the Raiders experience.
Make them rue the day.
I've gone through this with you now for a dozen years here, John. Don't do this to yourself.
This is maybe, I would say, only the second time since then that I've been truly excited. 2016, I was excited. When they, in the midst of that season, when they were, on the way to potentially making some noise, and then Derek Carr broke his leg in the final regular season game of the season,
yeah.
Second to last.
That'll do it.
And then I was excited probably the year after that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't actually as excited as the year after that.
Okay.
But this will be the second time. And I'm only excited in the sense of it's the first sign of actual competence since then. I mean, we have Tom Brady in the fold. We have a new front office in the fold. Like, it just feels like we finally have some wherewithal, you know, and an idea of what we are doing. So that excites me. So yes, Thursday I'll be all in, dude. I'm coming in here on Friday. I'm talking about the damn Raiders. So you better get ready.
I'm fine with that.
9 p.m. Pete Carroll makes his return to Seattle, and I'll be all in.
Is the Cleveland game first before that, or what? I forget which game.
There's three games, I believe, on Thursday. Mm-hmm. There's Cincinnati, Philly.
Okay.
Which will be good. That's at 7:30.
Yep.
And then you have the Raiders at 9:30, or at 9. And that's then you have Colts Ravens at 6. So okay. That's your third one. Browns Panthers is Friday.
That's the Friday game. Okay. Yeah. I'm most excited about that one because of the quarterbacks, obviously. I think that's what everybody's talking about.
Dude, the Browns are a mess.
I know they're a mess.
I guess Shadur is going to play.
That's what I'm saying. I'm excited about his opportunity to maybe work himself into this thing after getting dumped in the draft.
My expectations are quite low, but you know, maybe he's going to get some run. It's going to be him and Gabriel.
Now they're going to have a competition.
They actually signed Snoop Huntley because everybody's got like injuries. Yeah, they got five quarterbacks now. Pickett's hurt. Shadur and Gabriel have been dealing with some things, so now they bring in.
Oh my God!
And by the way, fix your lips. Pro Bowler.
Snoop Huntley, Pro Bowler? Well, that's the bottom of the barrel for the damn NFL Pro Bowl, it feels like.
No doubt about it. And the fact that Snoop Huntley can say that he's...
That's embarrassing.
It really does. Like, the NFL Pro Bowl is meaningless. Because what happens is most guys just turn it down.
Yes! So
that's how it happens.
Like, no one goes!
Like, nobody turns down NBA All-Star, right? Like, everybody wants to be an All-Star.
I'll be real with you. I didn't know who Snoop Huntley was 5 minutes ago.
You would have bet $1 billion he was never a Pro Bowler.
I would have.
I would say Brad Carson for $1 billion. Snoop Huntley, Pro Bowler or no Pro Bowler? You said easy, no Pro Bowler.
I would have lost that. Damn.
2022.
I don't think he's... Okay.
2022, he's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
He had... Why was he a Pro Bowler?
Yeah, was he on a roster?
He had 658 yards, two touchdowns, and three picks.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it.
How was this guy a Pro Bowl? That is embarrassing. But he was.
Yep.
And they can never take that away from him.
Facts.
He's going to tell his grandchildren that he was a Pro Bowler. And they're going to be like, but Grandpa, how? You have 7 career touchdowns. It's unbelievable. As a quarterback. This is not a wide receiver playing quarterback. This is a quarterback.
In theory, Shadur could be the starting quarterback in the regular season if he, you know, in this competition. Nah. You think Dylan Gabriel's going to be the guy to start?
No, it'll be Flacco probably right now, as of right now.
Now, is Pickett out for the – how long is Pickett
out? No, he's kind of – I think he's working his way back, but it'll be Flacco, Pickett, and then somebody will win the third. But
the corpse of Flacco on this roster. I forgot about him, too.
That's right. Yeah. Don't forget, most improved player.
Heard that.
Most improved player in 2023.
Yep.
I think that was him.
Yeah, they brought him off the scrap heap. Was it Pittsburgh? Yeah.
No, that was Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Maybe it was 2024.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.